Right, let's, did you have a, no, you had a question, didn't you? No, it's not the same thing.
Okay, could you explain?
Yes, it's a very important question, thank you. Mind is the activity, the stuff, the thoughts and the feelings and the ideas and the moods, the character, the personality, all the things that you're very familiar with and occupy your days. That's what we call mind. Consciousness is the awareness which is illuminating that mind, by which the mind becomes aware. So they're not the same. At least it's best to understand it as them not being the same. In a higher teaching, they are the same, but it's irrelevant here. Now, this is quite an important thing. It comes back to the question over here. Consciousness, awareness, is the illuminating power that's bringing life to your mind and enabling you to know things. But the things you know are the objects of the mind: desires, responses, reactions, attitudes, memories. All these things are the content of mind. So that's the content. But that which illuminates it is consciousness. It's often compared to electricity. Like the lights in this room are inert, nothing happening. If electricity flows through them, then there is the phenomena of light. Similarly, consciousness flowing through the content of your mind illuminates thought and questions like this and conversation and dialogue and all the flavor of your day. It's very, very, very useful to understand it like that. There's the thing, the content, and there's the power of consciousness itself.
So would you possibly say that consciousness is like a channel to your mind, like the light coming down?
The light coming down is a very fair way of saying it, because another way of understanding the mind is it's the reflection of consciousness, yes. So consciousness reflecting in a mind, in your mind, brings about your life. So something coming down is a reasonable way of understanding it. The beautiful analogy that's given for that is the sun. I found this so exciting. When I was a kid, I didn't know, I thought the moon had its own light. The moon doesn't have its own light. The moon is not radiating any light at all of its own. The sun does that. So the sun is reflecting on the surface of the moon, and therefore we have the beauty of moonlight. Similarly, consciousness is reflecting in the structure of your mind, reflecting like that and bringing about the life of your mind. Something coming down is a great way of understanding it.
Can I just add something there?
Yeah. No.
Nowhere near your mind. It's not light in the darkness that you're trying to find.
Yeah.
It's just an analogy.
Yes.
And actually you're talking about something entirely different. Maybe the language can trip us up.
Fine, thank you.
Am I right in thinking?
Yes, you are. And please ask this question. This is fantastic. We don't want to be tripped up. We must be specific and accurate. Light means illumination, but not visual. So you're not looking for a light, you're not looking for an object, you're not looking for a vision at all, nothing. It's an analogy pointing to illumination, and it's you can easily understand the word illumination as being like my mind is aware, my mind is realizes something, my mind is illuminated by some knowledge or by some clarity or by some potency, so that's what light means, not a light. Now, there are yoga practices that look for specific lights, but this is not in the maturity of this teaching. This is beyond such things.